Chapter 63, Jesus Acclaimed as Israel's King. 500 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Zechariah foretold the coming of the King to Israel. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy King cometh unto thee, he is just, and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt the foal of an ass. He who had so long refused royal honors now came to Jerusalem as the promised heir to David's throne. On the first day of the week Christ made his triumphal entry. Multitudes who had flocked to see him at Bethany accompanied him. Many on their way to keep the Passover joined the multitude. All nature seemed to rejoice. The trees were clothed with verdure, and their blossoms shed a delicate fragrance. The hope of the new kingdom was again springing up. Jesus had sent two disciples to bring him an ass and its colt. Although the cattle on a thousand hills are his, he was dependent on a stranger's kindness for an animal on which to enter Jerusalem as its king. But again his divinity was revealed, even in the minute directions given. As he foretold, the plea, "The Lord hath need of them," was readily granted. The disciples spread their garments on the beast and seated their master on it. Jesus had always traveled on foot, and the disciples wondered that he should now choose to ride. But hope brightened in their hearts with the thought that he was about to enter the capital, proclaim himself king, and assert his royal power. Excitement spread far and near, raising the expectations of the people to the highest pitch. Christ was following the Jewish custom for a royal entry. Prophecy had foretold that thus the Messiah should come to his kingdom. No sooner was he seated on the colt than the multitude hailed him as Messiah, their king. The disciples and the multitude in imagination saw the Roman armies driven from Jerusalem and Israel once more an independent nation. All vied with one another in paying him homage. Unable to present him with costly gifts, they spread their outer garments as a carpet in the path and strewed the leafy branches of the olive and the palm in the way. With no royal standards to wave, they cut down the spreading palm boughs, nature's emblem of victory, and waved them aloft. Spectators mingling with the throng asked, "Who is this? What does all this commotion signify?" They knew that Jesus had discouraged all effort to place him on the throne, and were astonished to learn that this was he. What wrought this change in him who had declared that his kingdom was not of this world? From the multitudes gathered to attend the Passover, thousands greeted him with the waving of palm branches and a burst of sacred song. The priests at the temple sounded the trumpet for evening service, but few responded, and the rulers said to one another in alarm, "The world has gone after him."